Secretary Clinton's first Latin American trip is partly aimed at soothing Mexican feelings over recent suggestions by some U.S. analysts that the government of President Felipe Calderón is losing the war with drug cartels, or that Mexico might be on its way to becoming a failed state. In talks with President Calderón and other senior officials, and in a series of press events and interviews with Mexican media, Clinton stressed U.S. faith in and tangible support for the Mexican government. At a news conference with Mexican Foreign Secretary Patricia Espinosa, Clinton hailed what she termed the great courage and dedication of Mr. Calderón and said the U.S.-Mexican relationship is stronger than any problem they confront, including the drug violence.
We are confident that with the courageous efforts undertaken by President Calderón, the government of Mexico, the military and police of Mexico, and the people of Mexico, that the efforts undertaken to strengthen this country's response, to stamp out corruption, to build strong institutions will succeed. And we will stand shoulder to shoulder with you as you undertake all of these actions.
Clinton advancing an administration plan announced Tuesday to curb cross-border drug money and weapons traffic said the United States will give Mexico more than $80 million to buy U.S.-made Black Hawk helicopters to bolster its arsenal against traffickers. She also said the United States' insatiable appetite for illegal drugs makes it co-responsible for the drug violence, mainly in Mexican towns near the U.S. border, that has claimed 7,000 lives since the beginning of last year.
We have accepted that this is a co-responsibility. We know very well that the drug traffickers are motivated by the demand for illegal drugs in the United States, that they are armed by the transport of weapons from the United States to Mexico. And therefore, we see this as a responsibility to assist the Mexican government and the Mexican people in defeating an enemy that is committing violence and disruption that is very harmful.
Foreign Secretary Espinosa, for her part, said she would welcome repeated visits by U.S. officials to cities all over Mexico to dispel the notion that the Calderón government is losing control of parts of the country to the drug cartels.
I have rejected also the idea that Mexico is a failed state, and I have stated that it is very clear for anybody who comes to this country, for any person who lives here, that this is a democratic country with strong institutions, with very strong leadership, where the citizens can really have a normal life every day.
Clinton ends her brief Mexico visit Thursday with a stop in the northern industrial city of Monterrey. Monterrey has been the scene of some violence, but Clinton said she is going there to highlight the city's high-tech industries, including work on alternate energy sources. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano and Attorney General Eric Holder are due in Mexico early next month for further talks on anti-drug cooperation. President Obama visits in mid-April before attending the summit of the Americas in Trinidad and Tobago. David Gullis, VOA News, Mexico City.